You're hearing the sound of a remote skid steer. It's a robotic tractor with arms, operated with a remote control that is used to pick up debris to clear channels. It's being demonstrated to more than 700 children from preschool to high school who are taking part in Public Works Day in Ventura.
It's very inspiring that everyone kind of has a part to play in our community, and everyone plays a different part that all like fit together to like make the community a better place.
13-year-old Bethany Perez, who is homeschooled, says she's here with her family to learn more about Ventura County Public Works Agency, and she's now more excited about science.
There's different parts of science that I never thought about, too. Like, there's so many different varieties that you don't have to just pick one.
The lawn at the Ventura County Government Center is filled with booths and equipment, along with scientists, engineers, and technicians to explain what they do. Chris Cooper with the Public Works Agency says they do it all.
We do roads, bridges, water and sanitation, buildings, flood control facilities. So we have a huge gamut of disciplines that we work in that we provide health and safety to delivering safe, clean water, taking dirty water away from houses and treating it and protecting the environment, and providing office space and buildings and facilities.
He says this event puts a strong emphasis on pursuing public works careers in STEM, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math.
We do need young, smart people coming into our field, and it's always been a dilemma to attract engineers and scientists to do public service. And that's what we need, and that's what we desire to get through our outreach here today.
Okay, raise your hand.
Owl!
Owl!
Okay, which owl do you think it is?
Great owl!
In this booth that represents the Public Works Agency's Raptor program, the children learn about red-tailed hawks and barn owls that live in the county. Those who work in this program, like Carl Novak, create habitat for these raptors so they can hunt rodents and resolve an issue.
Ground squirrels and gophers are a big problem for levees and dams because they will burrow right through a levee or dam and can cause it to fail because the water will just go right through the levee.
The kids learn about native and drought-tolerant plants, surveying, rain and stream measurements, composting with worms, and the importance of solar panels. Other companies in the community that provide a public service are also represented. Southern California Edison is teaching the students about electricity.
So this guy thinks he's going to be a good Sermonian and go see if they're okay and open the door for him. And he ends up being a victim instead of a hero, right?
These Edison workers use a model street to show the dangers of down power lines and what to do to avoid getting electrocuted. 11-year-old Evan Farrow says he enjoys this demo.
I just really like electricity. I like how it works. I like that it takes time and stuff to do. I just like it.
For some of these children, like 12-year-old Emmanuel Garcia, the event is eye-opening.
I didn't even know these jobs were real. I didn't even know many of these jobs. And now it shows me the kinds of influences my career choice when I go older.
And that's the goal of Public Works Day, to get these children inspired to pursue science and technology-related careers, especially within the Ventura County Public Works Agency. In Ventura, Deborah Green, KCLU News.